Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. What a thrill it is to have with us today a multi-platinum recording artist who is working on their fourth album right now. They just put out the new fourth album. They've been waiting for quite a while, I guess. They had the album ready to go, and then all of a sudden along came this thing called COVID. We would like to welcome to the Voice of America, to our worldwide audience, Nick Patrica, who is a part of a band that I'm sure you've heard of. They've been around since about 2006, nominated for a number of American Music Awards, and their streams are in the billions. Walk the Moon, Nick Patrica's with us. Welcome, Nick. It's great to have you on the Voice of America.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for that kind intro.
Oh, absolutely. So how's the tour going? I know you guys were in D.C. recently. I heard great things from some of my friends who saw you at the 930 Club.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we just completed the tour. We, it was our first shows back after a lockdown. And I think the same for many of the people who were in the audience. We would ask, each night we'd ask the audience, whose first show is this? And so many people would come up to us, and you could just feel every night the energy of how badly people missed these experiences and how important they are. So it was a special time to be on the road.
And I know that, of course, when you hit billions of streams, I mean, did you ever imagine that you'd be associated with anything that is billions? I mean, I can't imagine somebody in the music business, they tell you billions. One day you're going to have billions of streams.
I don't even know when we started. I mean, we were signed in like 2011 or something like that. Did people even count to a billion in 2011? I don't, not sure. No, I mean, with Shut Up and Dance, we always, like, as soon as it was written, we knew that it was going to be a special one for us. We knew it was going to be a big one, but I had no idea that the path that it would take, and that the story of the song, like every I like to think of each song, every song is having its own journey, its own story, right? Like, who knew that Don't Stop Believing would do what it did, and then now it's like the last call song at every bar in America or whatever. So Shut Up and Dance has become like this wedding song, and like it's played at weddings and bar mitzvahs and these like landmark family moments. I never would have guessed that. But graduations, and I think at some point my inner punk rock kid might have thought, been a brat about that, but now I just think it's the coolest thing ever that we're part of these memories,
And you grew up influenced by, a lot of classic rock. You grew up by, from what I read, people like Phil Collins and David Byrne and Talking Heads and things like that. And so, I mean, if you had to define, Walk the Moon and the sound of Walk the Moon, the whole idea behind the band, how would you, the guy who created the band, how would you define your sound?
I would say like ecstatic indie, ecstatic alt rock, ecstatic indie alt pop rock, something. I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, however you describe it, it's working, and people love your sound. I mean, really, really. I mean, One Foot is another mega huge hit for you guys, and of course, I mean, the trend just continues. Walk the Moon, just, you guys have been number one all around the world, and you perform just about everywhere on the planet.
Yeah, and we're not stopping.
Let's
Yeah,
there's no rest for you guys. And I read where you had said in an interview that the new album Heights is a new chapter for Walk the Moon. Explain what you meant by that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we, we continue to evolve through all these records, and at the time of releasing the last album, the last album with One Foot on. I mean, One Foot's a very bright song, but the album as a whole, I think we needed to explore some like darker regions of what we did. And I was going through a hard time. My father was passing away, and
sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And the world was going through an interesting time, and so we needed to write. We needed to get all that out. And I think coming back with this record, through um, through the, you know, the pandemic, we felt like called back to our roots and back to like this really hopeful, youthful energy. And I think there's something in this record that reminds me of our very first songs and our first album. And like something of like the spirit of that like undying like youthful energy that lives in everybody. And what we found at the end of writing the album was that we'd written this like all these anthems of self-love and perseverance, which felt right for these times. It feels like it felt like we were writing something important.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote the songs actually before COVID, before the big quarantine shutdown. You were kind of ready to release it, and then all of a sudden COVID struck.
Not exactly. We wrote most of it before, and we're recording. We were like halfway through recording the album, mm-hmm. when lockdown hit. And so we didn't know if we could complete it. You know, obviously nobody knew how long it would last. But you know, a few months in, we found ourselves, you know, making the album over Zoom basically. But the way we write, there are songs that were started years and years ago, but many also that were being finished in the studio. So there's always like kind of writing happening just as the Indiana Jones, like temple door is closing. We're like, you know, diving under, grabbing the hat, you know, and, and so there's always, some editing and revising that's happening in the last minute.
And so I think it
was informed by all that
was anything on the album as the result of COVID? Did any songs come on there that were inspired by the experience that was going on?
I think we just got, I think we just were able to understand them in a deeper way and maybe like approach them. I think it's probably a little more like subtle and like subconscious, rather than like a direct inspiration. But you know, some of these songs that were like about perseverance or like self-acceptance, and that they took on new meaning. And I think they felt even more, you know, we felt them more deeply and, more passionately as we were kind of finishing up the recordings.
And the experience got you guys closer together. I think that's something you said, that it kind of brought you together.
In a strange way. I mean, we, you know, we're a band that's been built on community and bringing people together, I would say. So you know, making the last half of the album like thousands of miles apart, mm-hmm. there's something, I don't know, kind of ironic or poetic or something about it. But I think we accomplished what we set out to do, which was to make it feel like we were all in the room together and make it, you know, keep alive that feeling of spontaneity and, mm-hmm. And magic that happens, you know, in the room at the shows when we're there with people in person.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Nick Patrica from Walk the Moon, and he talks about community. And a lot of people may or may not know this, but you are one of Cincinnati, Ohio's favorite sons. And I know that, of course, when people talk about artists from Cincinnati, they talk about Walk the Moon and 98 Degrees. And, you know, there are a few others, of course, along the way from Cincinnati, but Cincinnati is a great sports town. Was it always, you know, music for you? Is that what you always set out to do?
I was certain I was going to be an astronaut when I was like 4 years old.
An astronaut?
Exploring the outer reaches of outer space.
Maybe, but that's not where Walk the Moon came from, though. That's
not, though. I wonder if there is some some unconscious, like old lingering idea from childhood that came in with the band name. No, the band name's from a Police song. Sting and the Police, Walking on the Moon. Yeah.
But eventually,
that's all what you take, walking on the moon. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. What a great, you got the great voice. I mean, do you have a lot of training? I mean, you professionally trained voice?
I have taken a lot of lessons here and there over the years, and just connected with a new teacher and coach who I love, Valerie Morehouse. I mean, a music teacher many years ago in school told me, like, he had this philosophy: if you love something, like, why wouldn't you want to learn as much as you possibly could about it? Mm-hmm. And that's always stuck with me and helped me put a fire under myself to keep studying, you know, to keep learning and practicing.
I love your voice. I mean, you know, you have so much energy, and that's, you know, you had a lot of fun on stage, and it's contagious. You know, when you're doing your thing, you're going side to side, jumping around the stage, and you just have a great time. And it's really fun to watch a Walk the Moon concert. You know, I mean, I really enjoy your music. And I'm imagining that Heights has that same kind of excitement on it, that the whole album.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for people to check it out. We just released it, you know, a matter of days ago. And yeah, the single is called Can You Handle My Love, which is kind of this... this sort of, when we were in the studio writing it, it was, we found ourselves writing about, there's a crush in the song, like, I got a crush on you and it's not just physical. So it's like kind of in, it's sort of like disguised as a song about a crush, but we found ourselves in the studio just writing about like what it feels like to be human and be like kind of a mess of a person and still like making it from moment to moment and coming into, you know, like bringing this imperfect, beautiful, imperfect person and being like, well, can you deal with that? Like, this is who I am. And, it's one of my favorite songs on the record. And I'm stoked that it's our single.
And Fire in Your House, another great track. Isn't that, that's one of the other singles on there, isn't it?
Fire in Your House. Yeah. I mean, I can go on a tangent about that song. Do we have time? Do you want this?
We do. For you, Nick, we've got time.
Well, so Fire in Your House is a collaboration. It's a collaboration with an artist called Johnny Clegg and his son, yes, Jesse Clegg. And I think most people in America aren't aware of Johnny Clegg, but he was a huge artist out of Africa, out of South Africa, in the 70s, 80s, 90s. Who became famous around the world, especially in Europe and parts of Asia, but didn't really blow up over in America. But he was like this music pioneer, and in a time in South Africa and in apartheid South Africa, this like brutal time of segregation and separation of races, he became this symbol of unity and diversity and combined music from African and Western styles. He started the first biracial band in South Africa. And he was this amazing spirit and wrote this beautiful, joyful music that I fell in love with years ago. And the long story short, I ended up getting to know him and his son. And we wrote this this song together. So he's literally one of my musical heroes who's on this record. And you can hear in that song, there's a lot of African influence. And he's singing Zulu lyrics in the bridge. And so he's a very special, I hope it leads to people finding out more about Johnny Clegg.
Well, we happen to be very big in Africa, and we are seen in Africa and heard in Africa. So I'm sure that everybody there is going to be very excited to hear about this.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's excellent. We're talking with Nick Patrika from Walk the Moon. The new album, which is the fourth album, is called Heights. Do you have plans to tour internationally? Is the tour now going to expand to go to the rest of the world? Speaking of Africa, are you going to go to Africa, to all the rest of the world, and bring the music of Walk the Moon to the rest of the world?
All right. I hope so. Well, we just heard that Fire in Your House is number one on some radio station in South Africa. We're like, what? That's amazing. Well,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Jesse Clegg, the other artist on the, you know, the son of Johnny Clegg, who's on there is we were just today, just texting back and forth, excited about it. Yeah. I'd love to go to Africa, and we don't have a hard plan right now, you know, with everything in flux, with the world right now, but we're just like, we can't wait. We, you know, touring internationally is one of our absolute favorite things. We've had such an amazing time and met such great people and felt so welcome. So that's definitely in the cards at some point in the near future.
That would be fantastic. So, I mean, I know you got a lot of other interviews to do, and I don't want to hold you up, you know, for the whole time here, but you know, I mean, it's a thrill to have you on the show, and I've been playing your music for quite a while, and you know, loving the songs that you put out, and I'm just excited about Heights. First of all, tell me some of the your favorite songs on the album, some of the songs that that you want people especially to check out.
The title track, Heights, is the opening track on the record, and that's one of our favorites. I think people will be surprised. There's some like unexpected left turns in that song. And there's a song called Someone Else's Game, which is like this kind of like epic, emotional rock and roll journey. And there's a tune called Rise Up, which is like this mesh of gospel and Queen influence, and is really that like anthem of perseverance and sticking it through, believing in the light on the other end of the tunnel. I want people to go in and I like to say that once we've released the record, it doesn't belong to us anymore, but it belongs to other people, and I'm thrilled for people to now have the music and, you know, do what they will with it, like let it become you know, part of their world lives, part of their playlists, whatever, you know, however it fits into their world, and then come to a show.
What's in the plan for the Patrika family for the holidays, for Christmas and for early in the 2022?
Yeah, well, I'm from Ohio, but I live in California now, and my mom is coming out for a week. She'll show up tomorrow, so I'll get to hang out with Mama.
New Year's resolutions, or haven't you thought about it yet?
Haven't gotten there yet.
Not ready for that.
Yeah.
And I want, before we go, I want to give you a chance to say whatever you want to say, whatever's on your mind, to the troops who might be tuned in right now.
Oh man, I just want to just show my gratitude and just give a lot of thanks for the time and energy and effort, courage. There's so much. We're inundated with so many things going on at all times, more and more these days, it seems like. And I know that y'all are doing important work, often behind the scenes. And so I just want to share my appreciation. So thank you.
Well, Nick Patrika, thank you so much for joining us. And again, continued success to you guys. The new album is called Heights. It's Walk the Moon. And what a thrill it is to have you on the show. Where can people find out the tour schedule, more information about the band? Where do they go?
Right. You can find us on Instagram at Walk the Moon Band. Walkthemoon.com has always got our tour dates up there. And just search Walk the Moon on Spotify. Search Walk the Moon on YouTube.
Do you remember where you were when you heard your song on the radio for the first time?
There's, you know, the movie That Thing You Do. Do people still know that movie with Tom Hanks? And
yeah, Tom Hanks, yeah, the band.
It's like 60s. It's like in the 60s, yeah, and they hear this song. They're like running through the town, screaming. You know, that moment is totally, totally real. And we've had a couple of those over the years. I remember we were filling up gas in, you know, it was in the van days when the band's still touring in the van. It's just us and our sound guy. And we were filling up gas in outside Seattle, I think. And our song Anna Sun came on the radio, and we're all just like, oh, we're like running around, you know, running around the gas pump. And everyone's just like, who are these guys? What's their problem? You know? that's one of them. That's one of them.
From the album, I Want, from the first album.
I Want, I Want was our indie record that we made before we were signed, before any of that stuff. And so that song, that a bunch of that, those songs got re-recorded and put on what we consider our first proper album, which was called Walk with RCA. Yeah. So it was awesome. Anna Sun on that record.
Well, what a pleasure it is to talk to you. Please promise you'll come into our studios when you're in DC and everything is safe again. We're all opened up again for business. I'd love to meet you in person and have you in our studios.
You too, man. Thank you. Thanks, sir. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you and your family. The album is called Heights. It's Walk the Moon, here on the Voice of America. I'm Larry London. Thanks for watching.